Okay.
We are doing the show, the Soul Raver show, after such long absences. Hello to all you all.
Yep, I'm Tack, or Mighty Creator, and yep. I'm also sleepy.
Yeah, and this is Enemy Lasagna. We're recording in a very different way than last time. This time I've got Audacity recording, he's got Audacity recording, and we're going to try and combine them together. That way we're very certain that both of our voices get recorded.
Yeah, it's pretty foolproof. I think we tried it before.
The only problem is there might be a synchronization problem, but if there is, it'll be throughout the entire thing, so it should be easy to change, rather than gradually getting out of sync.
Yeah, no, because Audacity is all magical, and you can just, you know, work with it that way.
It's a magical thing! It makes your sound go blue! I never realized my voice was blue before.
I'm pretty sure you can actually change what it shows you on the track.
I like it blue. Blue is
so
nice.
So do I. I tried the other things, it just doesn't look good.
Blue is pretty. Anyway, so exciting things have been happening for you in the recent times, haven't they?
Yeah, this is great. This is really fun. This is, Comic-Con is just, you know, it's tiring. You kind of get, you know, your feet hurt and, you know, just a lot of things, but... Besides the bodily stress and the annoyingness of getting there, if you aren't
like
right
a lot
next
of,
to
sounds,
it.
Sounds like a lot of fun, yeah.
Yeah, but besides, you know, the walking all the time and getting there, which is, if you're not right next to it, it's a bit of a pain.
So besides all the bits that weren't fun, it was fun.
Yeah, but it really overshadows it. You really, despite all the bad things, there's much more good.
Right, well, I'm stuck on this little rock we like to call Britain, so you're going to have to tell me everything about it right now.
Well, I ran into the KOL booth, and I did not actually get to talk to Jake, which I said I was going to do, but he was not around. So when I go today, I'm probably going to go after the show is over. But when the show is over, I'm going to go, and I'm going to see if he's there again, because, you know, all of the exciting things he has to say. Because I was talking to Kevin, or Hot Stuff, and he said that... I wanted to talk to him about it. He's like, yeah, he'd be very interested to talk about that. And he sounded, like, genuinely interested, so...
Genuinely.
I actually run into him.
Genuinely interested. Sorry, genuinely. Yeah, okay.
Genuinely, whatever, yeah.
So what happened?
I went up to the booth and I went up and they're like, they just didn't recognize me at first, for obvious reasons. But then I showed them the name tag I had on because I had a name tag with the name on it and everything, and they were. And then a Phoenix is like, "Holy crap, Jake! Look at this!" And like he waves him over, like, and just, everyone at the booth just gave me a handshake all at once. It was great.
Excellent stuff. Excellent.
Yeah, they all knew who I was just looking at my shirt, like, right away.
Excellent. That's just brilliant. I am really happy about that. Well done, sir. Well done indeed.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, I got to talk to everyone a little bit, but mostly I only held a conversation with Hot Stuff.
Well, so
like
wait, so
minutes.
They went, "Holy crap, it's Mr. Creator." What else?
I mean, really, I didn't get a chance to talk to him. I bought some merch, and, you know, they knew who I was, but there wasn't really much to talk about, because it was more Jick I wanted to talk to.
More
they didn't really
Jick.
Know much about
I
it.
I needed more Jick. They were fresh out of Jick.
The only prescription is more Jick.
Because there's no prescription for me. He's the one, the only remedy. Night Jick.
She's the one? Are you suggesting that he is a girl?
No, I said he's the one.
Oh, okay.
Try to pay attention, please.
Try to wake up.
Try to wake up. Yes. Very good idea. So, what exactly did you talk about with Mr. Hot Stuff?
Well, mostly we're talking about Khan, but I did mention the whole story of everything. He seemed pretty enthusiastic about it. Maybe not enthusiastic, but interested in the very least. So they didn't go like, "Thanks for stealing our idea, jerk." You know,
I'm glad. I was actually a little bit afraid that there would be some sort of, you know, if we did become successful.
An animosity.
I'm just wondering if we did become more successful and actually, you know, became a, I'm not going to say we are, and I doubt we ever will, but for the sake of an argument, we became a multi-million company or something. But we would get sued by them because we stole the idea and then they'd get everything. I doubt that'll ever happen, but it's just one of those things.
Those guys are nice. I don't know if they would actually do that to spite us.
They wouldn't do anything to spite. I mean, they can't even be bothered to do the things that are lawsuits, like the eBay things.
Yeah.
So I doubt they could be bothered to bother with something like that. I mean, they've got their own thing as well. They're making Mooney. They've got their golden Ferraris. All that good stuff.
Did you talk to any of the besides hot stuff? Not really, because I couldn't find the jig.
How was Lania, by the way?
Oh, she was all right. I mean, she was very friendly.
I know. Yeah, she is a nice person.
Yeah. I got my merch with no hassle.
Okay, here's something I'd like to know. Did you ask them about this show? Do they listen to it at all?
Oh, dude, you're right. I didn't ask. That's... Wow, and we're saying all these things about them that probably aren't true, or at least about how they're not...
The only three people I've met are Mr. Skullhead, Zlania, and Phoenix. Phoenix is very cheery, and when she's not tired, is very talkative.
Yeah, you're right.
Zlania is extremely friendly and unbelievably fun, especially when she's drunk. And Skullhead's just one of those people which you'll just remember.
Yeah, that was nice.
Anyway, so go on.
I knew I was by the booth because when I was on the way there, I bought a bunch of books from the Penny Arcade booth, and I saw him walk by, so I just kind of followed him back to the booth. Because I didn't know where the booth was, so I just kind of like haphazardly followed him back to the booth.
Sorry, but the way
it was like only.
I saw the Penny Arcade guy, so I followed them to see where he'd go.
But yeah, it was only a few feet away, actually, because they did say they were right by that booth, so I'm like, I don't know where it is, so we must be walking back to it.
I don't really read Penny Arcade. I can't be bothered. There's too much that I've missed. It's one of those things that I actually started trying to get into it, but the beginning is just so very different and boring.
It's not really something you read from beginning to end. I mean, it's not really a story, you know?
I don't know. That's what I'm like when it comes to webcomics. I like to see things from the start.
Yeah, because I have the books right here, all five books that they have right now, and like in the beginning, you know, you're right, it is kind of crude and different, you know, but...
And also, it's only interesting or funny if you know technical jargon.
Yeah, because the nice thing about these books is that Mike talks about it. He gives commentary and says, like, you know, this is what we were talking about, blah, 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 you know?
Mm-hmm. So
it's good.
If I ever meet you in real life, you will have to show me these books.
Definitely. There's a lot of them. It's a big... If you put them all on top of each other, all five, it's kind of a big tome.
The big tome. Big tome. Sorry. So, yeah. So, anything else that happened? What did you talk about with Hot Stuff besides, you know, promoting us?
Well, con stuff, you know, I told him about just a general my experience. He commented about it and everything, so...
Indeed.
Said what it was like for him.
I never met Hot Stuff. What's he like?
He's nice. He's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I could... He was one of the few people at the booth I actually held a conversation with for more than a minute.
Well, I've just read it. Wow,
I'm sure they were busy, and I'm not insulting them. It was just they were busy.
I just realized how probably very dull this is for most people to listen to. This is like, 20 minutes of talking about the KOL crew.
But yeah, so I'm going to kind of get away from that and talk about the other people I met, which was, you know, the thing about meeting people at the con is that I went to the Penny Arcade booth and I got them to sign my sketchbook and draw on it, but, you know, I think it was... I'm trying to remember their names because I keep forgetting. I'm terrible at this. But I was... when they drew up the... I'm trying to look for their names. I'm so... Jerry and Mike. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Jerry and Mike. But I was talking to them, and, you know, Mike was nice and everything. You know, we had a conversation. He's like, I walked up to him and said I was a big fan and everything. He's like, sorry, but... Because he saw the sketchbook in my hand. He was like, sorry, I can't really help you. You know, you should talk to, you know, Jerry. And I'm like... Oh, okay, and I walk up to Jerry, you know, I get his, I just say, oh, can you draw me a Flesh Reaper from the comics? And he's like, sure, you know, but other than that, you know, he seems kind of tired already, you know, on the first day of the con. He seems a bit burnt out, not much one for conversation, which is kind of, which is what kind of happened with everyone else I met that was half famous, you know? They were really sort of, you know, not in the mood to talk for long because they had things to do.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that sounds like a bit of a downer.
It was, but I can understand. So maybe it's not as much.
I understand just that. Get yeah.
In there. It's not as exciting as you'd think, but it's, you know, it's nice, you know, to see the faces behind the things you do. So.
Indeed. All right. Did anyone recognize you besides the cold crew?
I was standing by the booth and no one recognized me. I expected that. I was just telling everyone I'd be there because I was hoping someone might, just by chance, one person might recognize me by name tag or the shirt.
Please tell me you weren't that guy. Please tell me you weren't that guy who stood near the booth, waited for someone to come and said, I did Soul Raven, you know, and just wait, smile at them while they just walked very, very quickly past you.
I didn't really intimidate anyone like that.
Good, because... Wow. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. I think too much.
I don't know who these people were because I didn't have the time to ask, but I saw a bunch of people by the booth just covered in, like, the buttons with Radio KOL and stuff all over them. And they're, like, their whole vests were covered in just thousands of buttons. It's crazy. I think I took a picture, but I'm not sure.
Right. By the way, do you have that live video feed? Well, not live, but video feed that you said you were going to do.
Yeah, I don't have much because, you know, I said I was going to take a bunch, but really, you cannot stand and take a good picture, not only because the people are always constantly walking past you, because you cannot just stand in the middle and not expect people to bump into you or tell you to get out of the way, because it's just the halls are constantly moving with people busy areas.
What did they have on their display this year?
Well, just about everything except the calendar and the the Feelies pack.
I meant the big giant.
Oh, the thing, the moving thing. Yeah, the moving thing. Well, they other than the merch, you know, that they had right below it on in a glass case, they had they had the moving thing, which is like, you know, sword and martini guy just moving back and forth, and tentacles coming from the
so it didn't change. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, it was the same.
All
right.
Well,
and right above it they had it, and right above it they had the LCD TV with like the reviews and random item descriptions and stuff. So.
Oh, I see the slideshow.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. Yeah, I think we better start talking about Soul Raver now, unless there's more do you wish to say anymore?
Well, not about the con, but I did see Dark Knight last night, and I was amazed how good that was, actually.
What's Dark Knight?
Batman.
Oh, that.
Ooh. Yeah, I was surprised how good that was. But also how long.
Right, okay. Anyway, so the only question we have today is from Biscuit, who is one to ask the only one. Further explain what will occur during the wipe, relics, etc. Okay, so do you have anything planned for this? Because I've got a number of things that needs to happen.
Relics. I know what he's asking in general, but I'll start on his first point. Relics, I think we're just going to get rid of all the arbitrary items and just have the ribbons in place. Because those are more... It's a more telling of where you were, and since we have so many relics right now, I think we kind of did overkill. So.
See, what I was thinking is that what would happen is that you would everything in the game. We'll keep a note of things and blah de blah. We'll keep a check on things, but everything in the item table, we'll just drop it.
Yeah, we'll just drop the whole table.
Right, but we'll keep a note about who's got what and then give them back or somehow. I don't know if it's possible, but...
I don't know, because if we remove items, that might be a bit difficult. I think that would take too long.
I would actually hope that we wouldn't keep anything, and the very only thing we'll keep is we'll give
the players.
Yeah, well, we drop everything, including all combats. We drop combats, we drop non-combats, we drop adventures, we drop items, we drop everything. Start off
except with... zones, right? You want to keep that zone structure except for the mountains, right?
Well, I'm pretty sure structure won't be anything to do with tables, will it?
Well, you have to drop the area table, which is a problem. It's both in the database and in a PHP file.
I'm sure Satan will know what he's doing. I'm sure that he won't screw us over by doing something stupid that I'm saying that he knows is stupid.
So the only thing is the only thing we'd change in the map would just be the mountains. Those would disappear. Oh wait, I shouldn't have said that.
Well, they won't exactly disappear. They'll crumble to dust.
Yeah, you're right. They will be plowed down.
So they'll still be there in spirit.
Yeah.
However, the chimeras will have to start invading the area.
Painful death.
Yeah. The chimeras which are hiding there. That's the ultra rare we got there, by the way.
Yeah, very ultra rare.
It's so ultra rare, it's not even there half the time. Anyway, so yeah, we're going to get rid of... I'm hoping we're going to get rid of everything, because everything as it is now is not how I want the game to be. I'm quite upset.
Silly?
Yeah. Everything in the game right now is just wrong.
Yeah, pretty much.
We've actually got a nice little plan of how the game's going to play out, how the time traveling is going to be implemented, and I think it's interesting. I don't want to overhype it, because then it'll be a little bit... Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
That wasn't much. Yeah, this game could have been better. Yeah. But, you know, I'm actually quite excited that once we get to the stage in which we'll be able to make the beta testing grounds. Bear in mind, the people of the listeners, that we're not going to decide, okay, that's it, Alpha's gone, it's beta time, and then we get rid of everything. And this blank slate, and then we slowly add things. No, that's not how we're going to be doing it. What we're going to do is we're going to keep Alpha up for everyone, and for those who wish to, we're going to make a, what was it, like a dev team board or something?
We were going to have dev.sorever.net, and it exists, but it is locked right now.
Right, and we're going to like make it exclusive to those who wish to become beta testers, and we're going to put in things slowly and like everything done. You guys are going to help us, whoever wants to can help us balance the game, make sure things work, and whoever enjoys doing that can become part of the testing peoples. Yeah, and once everything's all nice and done, and we got the first couple of quests in there, and maybe if we're lucky enough, we'll be able to put an ascension-type thing in there, so you guys won't get bored out of your teeth waiting.
At least the simple idea we had for it, not the complex one.
Yeah, the simple idea, definitely the simple idea. And then we'll go, Shazam! Just like Satan does, and huzzah, you have it. Alpha will be gone.
So, what are we going to do outside of dev? So, we're going to test it. We're going to test it in dev dot, and then we're going to put it in
it's
proven to work. Yeah.
Yep. And then we'll work on two things at once. We'll work on minor updates and major updates to the actual game, and while doing that, we'll work on the complex stuff. And
dev tested, EL approved.
Dev tested, EL approved, pretty much, yeah. My god. What has Fisher Price done? Anyway, where are we? We've run out of questions. Well, that was quick. You know, I'm beginning to think that we should definitely turn the show into a monthly thing, because one question is just pitiful.
Ridiculous,
and we'll have more to talk about. Okay, what have we achieved? We've got a chat, which is good. You know, let's talk about more of what we're going to get rid of. I'm sure we're going to get rid of everything, and I was hoping that the trophy system will be I don't know. I don't want people to buy.
Because I really like the idea. I want to do something original. I do not want to cut out ideas because the collectors will cry. You know what? Forget them.
Yeah.
If we do we're not going to do it because we want the people, all people, to be happy. That's ridiculous.
You know, this is what I'm thinking of, and you can't make everyone happy. But this is what I'm I'm going to figure. We'll have to discuss it, of course. But I'm just going to say, I would like there to be every single EP gone, and the only thing that stands for everyone who was with us in Alpha is a single ribbon saying "I survived Alpha." That's it. That's all you get. That'll be.
I was thinking of doing something with the ribbons, because I think the ribbons are a good idea. Like, have ribbons, you can just, like, wear them on your person or put them somewhere on display or something. I'm just thinking about that, because I think that's more, it's more static. It's not like you lose anything by not having them.
I have a slight idea for a display case, which is similar to KOL's idea, but very different, is that you could only have, like, 5 items on your display case, and your display case was in your profile, and you can have as many items of that 5, so you can have, like, 20 or 200, but only 5 different items, and if you wanted more, you'd have to pay, like, monies to a certain
for
place.
For space? I mean, perhaps.
Yeah, you have to pay for space, but you'd have to pay, like, every
month.
Oh, no,
here's an idea.
Yeah?
Here's something. Yeah, here's an idea. And we can do that. Like, you can have 5 items on display, but you pick those out of a larger display case that can hold as much as a larger amount.
You see, the thing is,
I'm
not so sure about the idea of having a huge display case like KOL does, because of 2 reasons. One, as
not
they said,
huge, because I think we're going to limit it.
Okay,
but
the thing is that KOL has had the problem of them having to back everything up, and display cases are quite a big thing to back up. I mean, you know, the inventory is obviously quite big, but also the display case. And also, they've had problems with people losing things, so people being able to keep things, people doing strange things, and then the annoying thing about keeping quest items, and if we could make it so... I can't talk today. We'll discuss it. We'll discuss it later when we're not talking to the mass. Yeah, so...
Yeah, because those are just preliminary ideas.
Yeah, and as for the trophy-type thing, I think that ribbons would be the way to do it, but I don't want them... maybe we could do, like, 2 different types of thing. I don't know, ribbons. We can make ribbons in the game, but for... I don't want a ribbon shop type.
Like we have now, though.
Where you get a ribbon.
Ribbon shot? Oh, heck no, dude. You're gonna earn the ribbons.
Maybe after you do a certain amount of things, you say you acquire an item.
We could just do achievements.
What, like? What, how do you mean?
Yeah, Satan could code Ajax or something, you know, something. I don't know what would do this, but you could code something with achievements where you have the little pop up in the corner. You just got the blank, blank, blank. That'd be awful, actually. I'm kidding.
You know what? We
it
could
pops
just.
Up and tells you you've got an achievement.
You know what? Here's an idea. Let's just not. Let's just do nothing for it. Okay? How's that for you?
Yeah, that's what we all want other people to think.
No, seriously.
Yeah, I wonder.
Basically, guys.
I don't know. I kind of want something for that because there is a need.
Yeah, well, basically, guys, we have no idea what we're doing, so everything's in preliminary, everything's in planning. We need to talk about this. The likelihood is that to begin with, there'll be nothing, and we'll eventually sprinkle things in. All I know is that I'm not so...
You know who I could ask for advice today?
Who? Oh, yeah, Jake. All I know is that if we're doing a display case, we need to make it extremely limited. I'd like just to have 5 items only, and that's it. I want the display case to mean something.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise you can collect. You know, I want it to be like the top 5 items you have, and that's it. And it can be anything besides the quest items. You know, simple. And you can take them out whenever you want, except for when you're, losing them.
Whatever we decide to do with that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we keep it like that. All I know is that I would just want to limit it to a small amount. That makes it more meaningful. And it also, you know, kind of, what's the word? Not enforces, but persuades. That's a lovely word. It persuades people. No, it doesn't persuade. No, what's the word? Not persuade. It's similar to persuade. Be a thesaurus. What's persuade similar to? Persuade. Encourages. Encourages. That's the word.
Encourage.
It encourages people to collect like 1 or 5 specific things. Specific things.
Yeah. That's not bad, actually, for me.
Yeah, so, Yeah, so for those who are wondering, we're probably gonna implement this in alpha, you know, as a trial. Oh god, we've got so many things to, no we don't. Satan has so many things to do. Satan really needs some help at some point in his life. We need to come to take him away. Ha ha, hee ho ho, we're coming to take me away. Yeah, what? What? You said something.
Oh, dang. Nothing. Something's going on down at the con, man. KO'd already.
What's going on?
Some guys who play the game are handing out buttons. Maybe that's what I saw yesterday. Those guys covered in buttons. Maybe that was them.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, crap. These guys are just on the forums. Not like, exactly famous. Omastar 444 and I think Crazy Bomb. No.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
both of them.
Could you do me three things when you go back there today?
Yeah.
One
I
is
have,
you,
I do have some
you,
things to do.
Yeah. One, and this one isn't as important, but I'd like a redemption item. So if you could remember that, that would be nice. I'm not so fast, but you know, it's nice. They're pretty. Two is
those
what? Hello?
Nothing. That's... I know I'm paying attention, it's just that, wow,
okay.
I'm surprised.
Two,
because these guys are... I saw them.
Yeah. Two, and this one I prefer more, is if you could, if you have your conversation with Virgic, could you, record it or something? Record Mr. Jick and Mr. Creator. The adventures of Mr. Jick and the Creator.
Exactly. I also have to find a wallet.
I don't know, you know, record it, either video it, or tape record it, though if he's uncomfortable with it, obviously don't. Just make some sort of account for it, because I'd be interested. And also tell them I said, hey guys, wish I could be here, but I'm stuck in this bleeding rock. Also, if they're listening to the show, shout out! That was a shout out. I doubt they listen to the show, I really doubt it. I don't think we're big enough for them to listen to us.
Yeah, probably not.
In fact, I don't even think even our player base listens to this show anymore. I think we're doing this for the benefit of probably like 5 people, all of which are on the dev team. I know for a fact that EMD listens to the show because she comments on it every single time. Satan listens to it when he's not on it. He listens to it when he is on it as well. You don't listen to it because you can't be bothered to... I don't listen to it because I can't stand the sound of my own voice. So yeah, only 2 people listen to this show. Hurrah. Oh, and Biscuit, of course, who's asked the question. This is terrible. Yeah, I think we're going to have to turn this into a monthly show so we can rake in the questions. And every halfway along the month, you should go to chat and beg Zor for questions.
Yeah.
This is terrible. You know, we should probably reveal item number 95, you know, the super secret one at some point, so people have something to talk about.
Huh.
You know about item number 95, you know, the super secret item.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just wondering if you should reveal that, because that's some big stuff. They'll find out about it eventually. Only 2 people so far have item number 95.
Yeah.
One of them is me. No,
it's
you don't have. You don't have it.
I have an infinite number of them. I think I gave myself 8 million.
Okay, fine. 3 people have item number 95 in that case. 2 of them are us. I'll tell you who the third person is afterwards. The rest of you get to guess. Anyway, so this is running quite dry, and we've got 1 minute until I'm half an hour, so what are we going to talk about for that extra minute?
Yep.
What?
I'm trying to figure out, I'm not even going to bother boring the radio with this.
Right, let's just put it out of this misery. We're sorry if the radio is so boring today, but for, to make it up to you, let's sing about Tap Dancing Spiders. Oh, there was a tap-dancing spider, his name was Winslow Pat. He had a fancy cane and a shiny top hat. He flew around her room in his magical guitar. Mm. And he jumped around inside his tapping shoes all afar. He went tap, 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 tappity tap. Your turn.
Yeah.
Great singing. Great singing, sir. Anyway. Yeah, let's put it out of its misery. So yeah, that was the Soul Raver show for today. Again, sorry it was so terrible. See you in the later times.
Yep. Bye. Good night, everyone.